Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Well, today we begin a brand new lesson. It's a two-part series on resisting temptation. And this teaching is from the series called The Sex Spiral, Forgiven and Free from Pornography. And by God's grace, this book will be released this summer. I'll keep you up to date on that. The Sex Spiral is a set of awareness triggers of where you are in the addiction to pornography. And see, it's when you know where you are, when you have a map you can follow, it's only then can you choose to exit your addiction. And you can exit in multiple different ways. You know, resistance is a funny thing. We tend to think that the better I am at resisting pornography, well, or any sin for that matter, the holier I must be. And the opposite is also true. If I don't win here, if I don't resist at this moment, at this trigger inside the sex spiral, well, then I think I'm not holy enough. Those are both lies. And in today's podcast, you're going to find out why. So in this podcast, you're going to learn, number one, a biblical definition of resistance. Number two, how to resist temptation correctly and biblically. And number three, the biggest mistake we make while trying to resist pornography. So let's get started with today's lesson. This is tithing your devotional time. Trigger number three from last week, temptation. Quick review. The Greek word for temptation, anybody remember what it was? You Greek scholars, you. Perasmos. You remember that? Perasmos. It's fun to say. You can try it. Perasmos. Perasmos is a neutral word. It can either mean a testing for good, or it can be a temptation for evil. And remember, from God's viewpoint, this is a test. But from Satan's viewpoint, this is a temptation. So in other words, God gives you the opportunity to prove that you're growing in purity by testing. But from the demonic standpoint, it's a way to prove your unworthiness. It's a way to trip you up by a temptation. So Satan intends it for evil, while God intends it for good. So my encouragement to you, if you remember from last week, is to embrace the test. Work the plan, move through the test to experience the freedom that God has promised you guys. So here we are in the spiral. If you want to take a look at the first page on your binders, you can do that too. Awareness. This is the very first thought that comes to mind, that you are susceptible. You are aware that you need to do something. If you do not confess, flee, pray, most likely you will move down into unhealthy self-thoughts, which is the subconscious stuff that we talked about, the shame issues. Once again, I can confess, flee, pray. If I don't do that, then that's where the temptation comes in. That's the actual desire to do something. That's the desire for me to move forward and act out. And then tonight, we're going to talk about resistance. This idea of what we hear words like resist in God's word. So we think standing strong, but let's take a deeper look into what that really means for tonight. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Put on, that's this idea of clothing. So put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against. That means to endure or withstand. The problem in dealing with habitual sin like pornography and using a verse like this is that for recovery, we're not really using the whole counsel of God. Putting on the full armor of God speaks to spending time with the Lord, reading and listening and learning during your devotional time. This is a time of preparation. So think of your acronym PLOW, P-L-O-W, pray, listen, obedience or obey, and then work. So how do you prepare to resist the temptation? How do you prepare to resist the temptation? I need a volunteer. Thank you. Come on up here. You guys are going to love this little demonstration. I want you to resist me. Like hand-to-hand combat.
Like physically?
Yeah.
Like play dirty?
No, dirty. Just resist me. So I'm coming.
All right.
I'm coming up. Resist me.
And then I just hug him?
No, you can't hug him. That's playing dirty.
That's gonna be nice. Kill him with kindness.
So if he just resist me just like this. Okay? Yep, just like this. Resist me. You see, if I stand there and if we're just pushing against one another, that does no good, right?
No.
But if I actually do something like confess or flee and pull him the other way, I get him off balance and not me. Does that make sense? This idea of resisting inside the temptation, us pushing against one another like this, does no good when we're right here at the resistance. All we're doing is we're thinking about, thank you very much, that was a great demonstration. This idea of us actually resisting and focusing in on what's going on right here with this temptation, how good is that going to do you at that moment? Is it going to do you any good? Because all you're doing is all your effort is right here. You're, okay, God, I need to do something. I need to, what's that verse again? Oh, I really don't want to call, but I will pray, and I need, and all this stuff is going on, right?
Spinning your wheels, wasting your time.
And then all you need is just one little thing to get you off balance.
That's exactly right. So instead of us getting off balance, how about we get the actual trigger off balance? As long as I actually confess, flee, or pray, and simply when I just took just a little bit and used his own momentum out of my way, then I can move through the trigger. That's the whole idea. And instead of just face-to-face with the trigger, you're going to take it, and you're actually going to move through it. You're not going to go around it. You have to go through it. It's very important to understand is that you have to experience it. I'm kind of out of breath. That's really sad. Resisting correctly takes years of practice and preparation. This test is coming for you. You're not going to stop it, but you can resist it. And when we use the momentum of the test itself against itself by getting it off balance instead of us, we do this by fleeing, confessing, or praying. Does that make sense? So we're either going to get off balance, or the trigger itself is going to get off balance.
Listening to Mark Laser, is that kind of like taking every thought captive? I just listened to the podcast the other day. I guess you're taking in everything that you're feeling and realizing, hey, it's not doing anything.
Yeah. Taking every thought captive is just a little bit different. I mean, you want to me that means that I've got a little bit more time than instead of being actually inside the spiral. So taking every thought captive, laying it at the foot of the cross, is what we ultimately want to do. We want to purify that thought. So it may be just a little bit different. What I'm suggesting here is that you actually, because this right here, this resistance, depending on where you are, how your day is, what you're feeling, it may be little resistance, or it may be, man, I'm at 3 weeks. I really need to get to 4 weeks. I know I can do 4 weeks with being clean. I know I can do it. I know what I can do it. And you're not. If you're in that mindset, you're going to fail. Right. Because you're so focused in on the sin, instead of getting your eyes and completely forget about it and then engaging inside community.
Plus, if you're focused on trying to hit a certain goal, that's stupid. Because what's the reason? Mm-hmm. You need to have a good reason. Why do I need to get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be your motivation, not, oh, I hit 4 weeks, yay. What's that do for you?
Yeah. It's moving the mindset of learning how to be holy instead of achieving this. I mean, a goal of being clean is great, but when you're in this mindset, it doesn't help you. And that's what you're saying, is that the goal, the temporary goal, is misplaced. You're not.
The resistance gets easier because mm-hmm. if you have the right mindset, then you're no longer fighting within yourself.
Right.
Because if you're thinking, I want the Lord to be pleased with me, then that mindset is always going to keep the calm, peace, joy, spirit of you instead of this battling, fighting, struggling, white-knuckling mentality.
So the practice and the preparation of resistance is not done while the test is happening. That's really important to understand. It's not here. This is not what that verse is talking about. The practice and the preparation is during your devotional time. So let me suggest this idea to you, and I've mentioned it before, this idea of tithing your time. Just as God wants us to give the first 10% of our finances to Him as an offering for His provisions, learning to tithe the first 10% of your day is just as important. So for example, let's say you're working 8 hours. You would literally schedule, or you would tithe, 48 minutes in the morning as your devotional time, right? So you've got 8 hours, that's 480 minutes, times 10%. So it's 48 minutes. So let's think about this for a second. How many hours in a week?
168.
So you got all of us in here of 168 hours, right? So how much time do we spend here at the group? 1.5, right? You spend an hour and a half here. How much is your Devo time? I'll be gracious and give you guys an hour, right?
Is that during the week or not counting here, but other than here, you're saying?
Well, you tell me.
Well, what's the one? What'd you write? Did you say Devo or
Devo time?
Group Devo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're going for the week, wouldn't that be 5 hours?
It would be 5 hours. Sorry.
It'd be six, actually.
It is six. Are you guys doing that? Spent an hour a day already. If you're listening podcast, what is that? Half hour a piece. So about 3 hours, if you're doing that 6 days a week. Calling your group partner. How much time are you doing that?
Maybe an hour a week.
An hour a week? What about, so you're working? Let's just say 50. Fair enough. What about church activities, other small groups? 3? Fair enough. What about entertainment and TV and movies?
14.
That's exactly what I put down, 2 hours a day. And then sleeping. I put 56. So out of all these things, so we've got 1.5. We've got your Devo, your podcast, and your group partner time. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 13, 14, so almost 15 hours. So 15 out of 168. Now, I'm not saying this is 10%. I'm just saying the Devo time itself. My point, though, here is that we've got 168 hours total, and of those 168 hours, we've got 15 that we can account for, which is the biggest problem in your life. If we phrase it that way, is this actually enough time compared to all these other things going on for you to become healthy and whole? It's a rhetorical question. You guys,
that's a good starting point mm-hmm. for anybody, really, because you're right, 10% of your time is probably not enough. Because if you actually did start crunching those numbers better and you realized you got 50 at work, 14 entertainment, so there's 64, what else are we missing? Where you're eating or something? That time of the day, where you at, where, who you with, mm-hmm. you might be being bombarded by outside forces for at least, I would say, to be fair, 70 of the 168.
Yeah, because we're not accounting for another, there's probably another 30 hours or so that we're not accounting for.
Right. So yeah, there's a lot of time. So is that much enough to compensate for the bombardment you're receiving on those other hours? What's that?
Homework.
Yeah, someone's got to homework.
I do homework every day.
I don't mm-hmm. know if that's a bombarding time, but I was thinking of the times.
Quite easily, quickly.
Yeah, it depends what you're doing. It's true.
Yeah. So, you know, this is just this idea of when the Apostle Paul talks about how do you pray without ceasing? How do you do something like that? How are you always in prayer? It's just all this always learning as we're growing in the Lord to just keep this stuff in the back of your mind. Because if we as men, we're really good at separating all this stuff, right? I got work, and then I get done at 6 or 6:30, and then I got to get something to eat, and then I got to get to group on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and then I can think about Jesus. Yeah, that's how we think, right? We're all compartmentalized, and all I'm showing you guys tonight is how important this time right here is.
I've learned over the past several years how important that devotional time really is with the Lord. To be able to spend quality time listening to the Lord, to read His Word, to journal things out, and to worship. You know, to tithe this time as the first offering to Him, man, it's just so sweet. And it really will change your life. And just like I mentioned in the lesson, this is where the heavy lifting is done, especially in this trigger of resistance. I wanted to introduce you to a new acronym that I've been using for the past year, and it's PLOW, P-L-O-W. The P stands for prayer or presence. You want to enter into the presence of the Lord. L is listening to Him, not just telling Him what to do, like I've done most all of my life. The O is for obedience, to actually listen and obey what He says, because His commands are not a burden. His yoke is light. His life is free. And then lastly, W is the actual work that we do. So plow, P-L-O-W, prayer and presence, listening, obedience, and work. I'll have a lot more on this concept in upcoming podcasts as the Purity Plan workbooks are released, but you can see that pattern there, right? You can see if you enter into the presence of the Lord, if you're listening to Him and then obeying what He says, and it's an obedience out of love, not out of obligation, and then we work, and that's where the heavy lifting is done, inside the presence of the Lord. You know, part of the obedience and work section of that acronym is having both an offensive and defensive plan for sexual purity. And when it comes to protecting yourself and your family, your home, along with your business, that plan includes filtering and accountability on all of your digital devices. So I've personally used Covenant Eyes accountability and filtering software for years. It really does allow me to avoid exposing myself and my family and my friends from the evils of pornography. So let me encourage you to visit CovenantEyes.com today. And when you do, you'll receive a 30-day free trial when you put my full name in the promo box with no spaces.
And when you sign up, you're also supporting this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. And if you're in Phoenix, I want to invite you to our weekly community group. It's for everybody. Men, women, husbands, wives, single, divorced, everyone is welcome. And you're invited to listen to God with us every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at Northern Hills Community Church. You can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. You can rate this show on iTunes and email me your questions. I would love to respond to those. Just visit DustinDanielsRadio.com. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says the kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. It's living in God's power. And that power is in the very name. It's in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I love you and look forward to our time again tomorrow.